To Demented Dungeons and Dragons!
Again!
Yeah. 445. Action!
Oh my.
Yeah, me too.
The last time you just completely disappeared and vanished. Okay, I can't find what you're talking about as far as the filter goes. I'll check this site tomorrow and see if I've gotten any decent response from it. I suppose I should put my photo up on this thing.
I'm surprised you even signed up. OMG.
Yeah. Well, it's not like I can't handle nudity. It's just I don't think it's appropriate.
Yeah, I'm very discriminative.
Like
I used to be. I'm trying to be less. You know? I'm trying to be less.
Yeah, I said add photo. Let me add my photo, you stupid.
I'm starting to realize that life is not how it appears. Or how we think it is.
It wants me to drag and drop my photo into it, so this must be a desktop version.
Oh, you are on the desktop version then.
Right, but I can't do that. I can't do drag and drop on this.
Right. I don't know how to get to the mobile version. I had to backspace in order to get back to the mobile version.
I started out off the mobile version.
Yeah.
Stop that. Come on, you got to expand out so I can read you. And that's why I'm having so much trouble, because it... Okay, let me put a total of 5 photos. Must be no larger than 20 megabytes.
20 megabytes? Oh, yeah, it's a pay site that can afford 20 megabytes. I got my
site. It can't be any larger than that.
Yeah, I know. I have my sites restricted to 1 megabyte photos.
Okay, this stupid thing is not letting me see a preview of the photo. And it's trying to present them in preview mode. So I don't have any titles to look at. I got nothing.
Fucking idiot, motherfuckers.
What'd I do now? You know that was recorded.
Well, this stupid forwarder comes flying around me, cuts me off, slows down, so I turn my eye beams on him, and then they slam on the brakes. And it's borderline icy out here.
Yeah. Yep, I'll go with this one. I don't know what it is, but it's the only one that's small enough to qualify. All my other photos are too big to go on the site. Strangely enough, Dayton Asia won't let me load them because they're not big enough. I have no idea what this photo is going to be. It's probably going to be the one with the cat on my head. Oh, it's me with the chainsaw. It's the only one that's small enough to go on.
That's funny. Yeah, I have a feeling this set's going to be a total waste of time, but... It would be. What?
It's my profile picture. Me with a with my, you know, going that that look on your face with a chainsaw in my hand.
Yeah. I think this website will be kind of like the BDSM website that I signed up to. Total waste of time, but it was a learning experience. So
that's
I guess
funny.
It's really a total waste of time because it was a learning experience. These freaking idiots are going to piss me off. Let me slow down again. I'm going to do something crazy.
Okay. They want you to upload a photo of yourself with your name displayed on a card or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's for verification purposes. I should probably do that for trucker dates.
Yep. Well, that's easy enough to do. You can Photoshop in your name onto any photo.
True that.
Well, it really doesn't prove it much. I could put my favorite picture of Ren up with my name Photoshopped on it.
Well, it would have to be a piece of paper. Or maybe one guy wrote his username on his arm. You know, so you could do something like that. You could put it on your person. So you could Photoshop that. Or on a piece of paper. You just hold up one blank piece of paper. It'll be universal for all of the sites. And then you Photoshop in.
Yeah, I have a feeling they're not that, whatever.
They're probably paying attention because they do screen people. You know, they're making money off the site. They can afford to screen people.
It wants me to drag a photo and get it verified. It's like...
Yeah, I mean, I ended up having to make the Poly Community a pay site just because I had too many bots signing up. They were signing up like every minute.
All right.
And I was not that fast, but they were signing up pretty fast. And I can't keep up with deleting them all.
It asked me to, there it is, check my email.
So now they can't even sign up unless they donate a dollar.
They passed out the newest. Oh, wow. According to this, Broken Pete sent me an email.
According to that, you can what?
Broken Pete sent me an email.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but I was on the site and it didn't.
You was on the site?
I was on the site and it didn't show me that she'd sent me a message. But according to my emails, she did.
She probably sent it.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure when, because it scrolled by quickly.
Yeah, I hadn't been to Plenty of Fish in a long time. I went back and I saw that somebody had added me to their favorites. I've been a member of that site since 2012, since my divorce. and nobody has ever added me to their favorites. Except for this girl. 5 years it took somebody to add me to their favorite. She added me to her favorite, so I contacted her.
Yeah.
She lives in Springfield.
Cool.
Yeah.
Go meet her.
I just might.
You go meet her.
She already gave me her phone number.
And she wants kids? Turn her on to me.
Yeah, I think she has kids. She's 42.
Never mind.
Yeah, I think she's a 42-year-old Libra. So her astrology is going to be very similar to mine. Mine. Her moon may be different. I don't know what day she was born. All I know is she's a 42-year-old Libra.
All right, well, go meet her and check her out and see what she's all about.
Yep.
Hey, got some design ideas for the greenhouse. All right. The north side really doesn't need to be plastic. So we can cut down on two-thirds, cut down on one-third of the hoops by making one side a building. And we just frame out an open-faced building and then use that section for, hen house and whatnot. And then only have the south side have plastic on it.
Okay. What about plexiglass?
Well, maybe not plexiglass, but they do have a plexiglass white substance that they use for greenhouses that can take impact of hail and stuff like that.
Okay. I think that would be longer lasting than plastic.
Well, yes and no. Because, my mom, she bought one of these fiberglass shells that's supposed to actually conduct light into it. So that it's supposed to be better than clear glass as far as light's concerned. They're only good for 5 years. After 5 years, the ability to transmit light through them greatly diminishes because of UV damage. And the same goes for plastic, and same goes for any of the substances you use to cover it, except for glass. Glass is the only one that doesn't suffer UV damage in that way.
The problem with glass is it'll cook everything.
No, that's not the problem. The problem is hail. As far as cooking everything, you pull a tarp over the top of it, or you vent things out, or whatever. That's a matter of managing your temperature inside.
Right.
Glass is the best light conductor. The problem is it's fragile.
Okay, so we build a building with a glass wall on the south side with chain link fence going up the side of it so we can grow our grapes in the summer.
Yeah.
And then the way we have the glass is pretty well protected from hail. Because hail usually comes straight down, not at an angle. Or, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that, not too much of an angle. And then if it does come down at the appropriate angles,
my mom lost windows on the, let me think now, on the west side of her house because the hail was sheeting across the ground parallel to the ground.
and the that we have in front of the windows will also help reflect or deflect some of the hail, if not most of it.
All right, I'm closing that site because that site, yeah, I'll check it tomorrow, but that's funny. It let me put my chainsaw picture up. That's the only one that's small enough to put up.
So we can put up a fence that has a smaller grid than a chain link to help protect the glass from hail.
Right.
The problem with that is, will the grapevines take over it to the point that we wouldn't get any light through it in the winter?
The leaves fall off.
What about the vines?
The vines would block some light, but, you know, it's called trimming.
True that.
All right, so if it's an excessive problem, then, you know, you trim them accordingly.
Right, because they grow like wildfire anyway.
Yeah. I mean, ideally you want a grape to grow without trimming it at all because that's when it produces the most grapes. But, I mean, my understanding is the reason why they trim grapes in a vineyard is so that they're manageable. Not because that's the best way to get them to produce. It just makes them manageable. All right? So that's all we'll be doing. We'll be trimming them to make them manageable.
Right. Okay. So we build the hoop house. Not really a hoop house. The hoop, or the, maybe not a hoop, but the chain, you know, the tunnel that we're going to grow the grapes on right there next to the road, and then grow, and then build the building right next to it with the glass windows right next to it. And then that way we'll have the entire hoop protecting the glass from hail.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
And still sunlight will get through it.
I'm just thinking, though, you know, we can do, you know, a modified hoop house design. We have a long building on the south, on the north side of the greenhouse for storage, for animals, for living. You know.
Oh yeah.
You know, and that'd be the 1,000-foot-long greenhouse, basically.
Right, and we'll only grow things along that wall that has the glass.
Yeah, you know, however we do it.
And then will the other...
Well, I was talking to Bill, he's saying the plastic actually doesn't cost that much. The only thing is, it's only good for about 5 years. You got to replace it every 5 years.
The plastic on, like, say, Bill and Shirley's?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's not so much that it shreds and breaks up in 5 years. It's that it just stops conducting light properly. Ouch, that had to hurt.
So they're going to leave that on all summer?
Well, yeah, they just roll up the sides. And that's what you do, is you open it up and let air flow through. And that controls the heat.
Well, but if you want to lower the zone in the summer so you can grow tropical, you don't open the sides, right?
Well, yes. I mean, but, I mean, most tropical plants will grow here in the summertime. It's just in the wintertime. The lower limit is the temperature in the winter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The upper limit, you know, Arkansas, my grandmother had a place down in Arkansas. I forget where it was. I think it was near Little Rock. Their problem was in the middle of summer, it looked just like fall, except you were sweating bullets.
Right.
The sun baked the green right out of the leaves. So they'd turn red.
Right.
The leaves would turn red, dry up, and fall off. All right. Then when it cooled down a bit, the trees would put out a new set of leaves.
Right.
You know, so, you know, it's possible to get too hot, you know. So. I mean, you know, so I'll have to experiment and do my avocado trees in a section of the greenhouse. I mean, you know, Lori thought I was audacious suggesting a 1,000-foot greenhouse. Like, well, you wouldn't be able to ever handle that. Well, if one section had two avocado trees in it, a male and a female, and I trimmed them specifically so it stayed within the limits of the 10-foot ceiling, you know, that's one plant in a 40-foot section, or two plants, actually, in a 46-foot section.
Right.
You know, I'd be trimming it in such a way that I'd be able to harvest the avocados before they fell off or whatever, you know.
Well, yeah, just the two of us might be able to keep, and we might have a hard time keeping up with a huge greenhouse, but the more people we have coming and working on the land, the less overwhelming it would be.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, and then there's this, you know, pick your own fruit.
Right.
Oh, you want avocados? Okay. You know, got plenty of ripe ones on the tree. Go on in.
Right. And, you know, barter. If somebody comes and helps us with the garden, we give them, you know, so much in return.
Yeah, we probably have the freakiest date palm trees because we'd be tying ropes around them and pulling them over on purpose so they grew sideways.
But I mean, you know, CES, they come, they help out, they earn CES credits, and then they can buy whatever food they want with their credits.
Yep. But first, we'd have to build enough greenhouses for other people that we could afford to build this mega structure greenhouse.
Mega structure greenhouse. We have to buy the quarry to build the mega structure greenhouse.
That'd be neat.
I know, right?
That would be neat. And then I'd grow full size trees under that.
That would definitely be a tropical greenhouse.
It'd be its own temperature zone underneath the plastic.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway. But
we just built a roof over that one. We won't have to worry about the walls.
Yeah.
We have to worry about one wall because it's open on one end.
Yeah. Well, that's good because it faces south, and that's what you'd want.
True that. Well, it's not really south. It's southwest. But, yeah, it's south enough.
Well, we'd have to worry about the ceiling. Because you got to know the trick with trespass to see what we're doing. And we'd end up walking on our ceiling.
They do make glass that you can walk on.
Yes.
That is virtually indestructible.
But, you know, you'd get hurt or something and figure out that you could probably try to sue us. So.
Well, yeah, but if he's trespassing, he can't sue us if he gets hurt for trespassing.
Yep.
Because we'll make it clear that the trick is not welcome on our property.
The trick, yeah, we put no trespassing signs, and underneath it says, the trick, you will be shot on sight.
or attacked by ravaged dogs.
Which reminds me, after the podcast, I gotta go feed the dog again. She doesn't eat all of her food if I feed her a whole bunch in the morning. But she's getting skinny because I think because it's cold out.
Right. So, well, she lets chocolate eat half of her food.
Yeah, if I'm there. Yeah. So I gotta go. I'm gonna go feed her again before I go to bed.
Cool.
So
yeah,
I'm doubling her intake until I see the ribs disappear.
Right. Yeah, it might be better to feed her outside the fence.
Yeah. Maybe bring her up to the yard to feed her.
That's what I was thinking. You know, do that first thing in the morning before you take off.
Right.
Chin.
And then pick up whatever she doesn't eat.
Right. So the cats don't eat.
Yeah. Yeah. Means I got to walk down there twice a day before I go anyplace. It takes away more time.
Yeah.
All right.
And she could use the attention. You know she wants it.
Yes. Yeah.
And probably needs it, too.
Yep. Need to find her a mate come spring, but she needs to be healthy.
What kind of dog is she again?
Well, the general class is called livestock guard dog, and then that's half of her. Her mother is half Anatolian and half Great Pyrenees. Okay? And then her father is a pit bull mix. And I don't know what he was mixed with, but he was a big dog. He was bigger than most pit bulls. Well, bigger than any pit bull, actually. I've never seen a pit bull that big.
I have, probably.
Go ahead. But it was, you know, he was a mix. And the funny thing is, he was bright white. His mom was bright white. But Lady came out Bengal striped.
Right. And the other dogs came out colored also.
Yes. There was two that came out Bengal striped, two that came out kind of a buff tan.
Yeah.
Striped also, but buff tan. So, kind of spotty, not so much striped. You know, it's funny.
Yeah. Maybe he's not the real dad.
Who knows? She does show. She shows some pit bull traits.
Yeah, she does have a pit bull look about her a little bit. So what do you want to breed her with?
Another livestock game dog. Livestock guard dog.
So?
Either Anatolian, Great Pyrenees, or Akbash.
Okay.
Yep.
Bring the pit mix out as much as possible.
Well, I'd like to keep the colors in the offspring, but I want to bring back more of the guard dog tendencies.
Right.
You know, she's got a lot of them. She gets along with the goats and stuff, but, you know, I think the problem is she's too smart. because the livestock guard dogs tend not to be very smart.
Okay. Pit bulls tend to be pretty smart.
Yeah. And so, being smart, she probably is not satisfied with just laying down in the field.
Right. And she needs and wants a lot of attention.
Yeah.
But she's still a puppy.
Yeah. Yep.
So.
Right now she's a little bit of a skinny puppy, though, which is why I want to feed her again.
Right.
All right, so we've been at this for an hour? An hour, 2 hours.
Almost.
Yep.
So I'll see what kind of a mess it is whenever I get parked tonight.
All righty. Oh, my.
All right, so till next Sunday at 7 p.m., if somebody doesn't forget to call in.
Well, actually, sooner than that, because I'm going to start reading in the pre-church report. So that'll be an audio book, all right? And I'll give information for how to get a PDF of it, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, so you can all read along and tell me what I screwed up, didn't pronounce that word right, or this word right, or the other, you know.
Right.
Yep. All righty. So, till next time.
At DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com.
Well, we don't talk about Parallel Kingdom anymore.
What is that?
What?
I still have not deleted the app from my phone.
I deleted it from this phone because I needed the space.
Yeah, my phone, when I install a new app, it's asking me to delete stuff because that one is probably taking up so much room.
Yeah.
You saved all the pics. I need to save all my pics and then delete it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I saved the ones on this phone. But,
no.
Yep.
These cats
are desperate to get in with me. All right, let me go feed a puppy, and good night.
So long, farewell, aviators, and goodbye.
Oh, yeah, I got the hang-up button.
Yeah, you got the power.
I got the power! Good night.